All right, let's wrap things up now. Here's a musical trio that gives some ancient melodies a 21st century dance groove. From KCRW in Los Angeles, Avishai Artsy has our story.
Ta'ir, Liron, and Tagal Haim are three sisters from Israel. Their band is called Ewa. Yes, in Arabic.
It's a short name, very catchy.
Positive.
Like something you would call in a celebration to cheer everyone up.
Ewa's first single, Habib Galbi, is also catchy and positive. Their father's parents came to Israel from Yemen. When they were little, the sisters sang traditional Yemenite melodies in the tiny village of Shaharut in the desert of southern Israel.
It was kind of like a little house on the prairie, you know? Like, yeah. We used to go barefoot and sing, you know, to the wind, and we had such a lovely childhood.
That's not something you hear very often from Mizrahi Jews. They're Jews who come from Arab or Muslim countries and have been among the poorest and most disenfranchised residents of Israel. For decades, they fought for equality with European Ashkenazi Jews. But the Haim sisters belong to a younger generation who are reclaiming their Middle Eastern heritage. Now they say it's cool to be Mizrahi. What's more, they're getting fan mail from all over the Muslim world.
Yeah, we get lots of comments from Yemen and Morocco, and it's amazing, you know, that people know that we are from Israel and still they like the music and they feel connected and they enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
The band discovered a recording of Habib Galbi from the 1960s from the singer Shlomo Mogav. It was their first time hearing the song, and they were surprised to hear a man singing it.
It was like finding a treasure, because these songs that we perform in this album are songs that were created by women in Yemen, and it was like an oral tradition. These songs were only recorded in Israel in the 50s and the 60s.
Habib Galbi translates as love of my heart, but it's from the perspective of a woman whose lover has abandoned her.
The women in Yemen couldn't write or read, and they weren't allowed to pray with the men. So the only way they could express their feelings and emotions were through those songs. So it's all about their, you know, anxieties and difficulties and...
The sisters wanted to give these ancient songs a modern twist. They needed a producer. And so they sent a demo to Tomer Yosef, a member of the popular Israeli electronic group Balkan Beatbox.
Tomer one day just decided to take those our demos and to give it to the Yemenite old women.
Like his tribe.
Yeah.
He calls it.
Just to let them hear a little bit. And
they loved it.
They loved it. And then they thought we were from Yemen.
Yeah.
Like we're old women from Yemen.
And that was the sound they were going for. The video for Habib Galbi has been watched more than 400,000 times on YouTube. It was even posted on the Facebook page for the group Mipsters, for Muslim hipsters. They plan to release their debut album later this year. For the world, I'm Avishai Artsy.
The video for Habib Galbi totally rocks, and we've got it for you at PRI.org. That's it for us today. The world comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. I'm Marco Werman. Have yourselves a great weekend.